After a rough start, a Florida Senate education panel has managed to move a major testing bill forward. The proposal is a mix of two separate testing bills. I'm Lynn Hatter. The Senate started out with two major testing bills, one by Republican Senator Anatary Flores, the other by Democratic Senator Bill Monford. Monford's bill had the backing of teachers, school districts, and even Republican leaders like Education Budget Chief David Simmons. But there can only be one bill.
Yes, it eliminates four end-of-course exams, civics, U.S. history, geometry, and Algebra 2. These are the state-generated EOCs. And it also adds a sentence that says that a student must take one statewide standardized mathematics assessment in high school that shall be Algebra 1, Geometry, or Algebra 2, all for the purpose of assuring that if someone does take Algebra 1 in middle school, that still there would be the assurance of compliance with the Every Student Succeeds Act.
That's Simmons reading off an amendment. It's a tweaked version of language that comes straight from Monford's bill, which he introduced last month.
The bill makes several common sense changes to our system. A number of state-mandated end-of-course exams are eliminated, including Geometry, Algebra 2, U.S. History, and Civics.
Simmons's amendment allows the state to use at least one of those EOCs to comply with federal law. Monford's measure also lets students use a paper and pencil option to take state tests and gets rid of the controversial value-added model, a formula based on state test results that's used to evaluate teachers. All of those ideas are now part of Flores's bill through a series of amendments approved Monday in the Senate Education Committee. But parts of Flores's original proposal do remain.
We're at April 1st and school will still continue for a couple, for several more weeks. And so we'd like to move the testing window back. Also, we will say that the information that is given as far as what are the results of the statewide exams will be given to parents in an easy to read format, and also will be given to teachers in their, not just current teachers, but also the future teacher, so that the teacher that will be teaching the kid after they took the assessment, that teacher is armed with information of how the student did the previous year.
Flores's bill was held up in committee last week over Senator Tom Lee's concern that Monford's proposal was being taken away. The merged bill is now on a fast track in the Senate, but while that chamber is proposing a testing reduction, the House companion bill does not include any of the new amendments. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.